Viana's Radio with 4 million. Jane Nutzler, Fox News Radio.
Who is Watson? The IBM supercomputer that beat Jeopardy's trivia kings head-to-head, now going to work for WellPoint, one of the nation's top health insurance companies. Watson's speed and database will help diagnose medical problems and choose treatment options. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 7:05, September the 12th. A lot of stuff going on yesterday. September 11th, of course. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. In fact, when I pulled up the chat pack, turned on our computer, they are already off and running. JRD, Indie Guy, Angel, Citizen Activist is on there, and many others. So you can do that, too. Just go to your computer, plug in KCNR1460.com. And when it says listen to the program, just click on that, and you are a member of the chat pack. Just join by putting your name down, and off you go. And speaking of off you go, there's Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Do you like Monday's Bad Bob?
It depends on the Monday. However, this morning was very nice. Just as the sun's coming up behind me, the moon is setting in front of me over Shastabali. It was nice to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Just wish the air had been a little cleaner.
Well, you know, yesterday it did rain last night.
In spots, it was quite intense. Quite the thunderstorm went over our heads last night.
I think so. We have we saw that last night. We were out at City of Shasta Lake, lightning and excitement. And speaking of lightning and excitement, here's Linda.
Good morning. Currently 65 degrees here in KCNR, and we're going to have a mostly sunny day, according to the National Weather Service forecast, with a high of 91, slight chance of thunderstorms, the low of 62 tonight. There is a special weather statement that has come across the desk and encircled as thunderstorms containing very heavy rainfall will be possible over the mountains this afternoon and evening. Now, I know we didn't pull up the several songs. Hey, I can have a little bit more of my headphones there, Bob. I can't reach over there enough. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, in fact, this is really fun because after yesterday really was a somber day and so many 9/11 remembrances, and so that's wonderful. And last night, Carl spoke at the City of Shasta Lakes. In front of the firehouse. 9/11. It was a candle light, a vigil, and it was beautiful. The bagpipers, and of course the trumpeter, and the is it called rolling of the rifles? What's that called?
Oh, the volley.
Volley.
Yeah,
they had
21 gun salute, taps, the gent singing the. Star Spangled Banner did a great job. It was really, really a nice ceremony. It was well done as usual. They had a big turnout, filled up all the seats, and people were standing. I thought it was just an exceptional event.
It was a wonderful event, and you spoke. So after a long weekend of many people were, we had the Jan Daly concert on Friday night, and she was superb, and then there was a tribute in the middle of her show for the veterans, and that was nice to honor the veterans. And that was a great show for the Family Justice Center. I know everybody worked so hard to get the room full of attendance, you know, for somebody who was somewhat had at one time, had been on USO tours and has this huge history, but she was relatively unknown. So it
up
was
here.
Yes, up here.
Right.
So she can do sold out shows in LA, but who is Jan Daly up here? So it was a really nicely attended event. And
she is a lady who had an Oscar. nominated song that she sang that, as she said, lost to a little known group called the Carpenters that year. It was one of the songs from the movie. And she was a lady, and that she, what I was surprised about, if I can say this, is that they had women that who had used the Shasta Family Justice Center who had been abused, and one out of every three women, so statistics, I kind of like, okay, statistics. But one of the women that talked about it on the video, and this very well done video, by the way, was somebody we knew and knew well. And we completely floored us when we found out what had happened to her.
We had no idea.
We knew that there had been problems in the marriage, but we had no idea that it almost ended in her death.
Yeah, again, it was pretty riveting. What we're going to do now, and then I'll go back in this day in history when we come back from the break, and we've got a bunch of stuff to talk with you guys about this morning, and of course, want your input. But let's go right now to Wells Fargo, our financial advisor for this moment, Josh Wiley. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures have suggested a sharply lower open for the major averages as markets around the world anticipate a Greek default and add to Friday's losses. Europe's debt crisis prompted a decline of more than 300 points in the Dow Industrials on Friday. Currently, the Dow's down 16 points at 10,976, while the NASDAQ is up 14 at 2,483, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,155. Oil's down 35 cents at $86.89 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.27%. Gold's down this morning $25.30 at $1,834, while silver's down 73 cents at $40.89. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's down 9 pennies at $25.66. Apple's up $2.15 at $379.55, while Intel is up a quarter at $19.95. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We're always glad to have you all on and give us the good news, or whatever the news is in the Business Minute. Thank you so much. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about. And some of it, what happened this weekend, and some other things that are going on in our state and our world. Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning here on KCNR at 86 degrees. And welcome to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, Monday morning. Let's make it happen. Okay, first we're going to start off with a call. You are live, Jim, on the air. How are you this morning?
Good, Linda. I just wanted to call and tell you and Carl, the Justice, Family Justice Center, and all that were at the Jan Daly event. I happen to be one of the honorees, and I just can't tell you how much it meant to be up on that stage and with all the other veterans that were up there. We it was a wonderful event, but the big thing was that, well, I just appreciate everything that you and Carl do, and I think it was a worthwhile night. And I've never, except for Wayne Newton, I've never seen an entertainer work any harder.
Yes. She did. She did. She covered it all. She played piano. She sang. She really had great vocals, and she worked with her. Yeah, you can see that. She is a total pro, and I'm so glad that you acknowledged that. And then we had a chance to honor the veterans.
Yeah, and that was you and the other other veterans that were up on the stage, Commander, are heroes of this country. And a hero to me is someone that was in the military, our first responders, people that do their job. They do it selflessly. They do it knowing that it could cause, it could cost them. So, it was an honor to have you up there.
Well, I just thank you all, and, you guys have a great day, and, we did some things yesterday in 9/11, and, it's quite a day, so you take care, and thank you again.
All right. Thank you, Commander.
Okay, Commander, thanks. Hey, and by the way, good morning, Smitty. Just checked in.
Hey.
With us. Out at Shasta Lake City last night, and it was really, really a well done. And I'm not talking because I was speaking there. That was probably the weakest part of the whole night. But it was really well done. And, with the fire engines all around you, the piece of steel from the World Trade Towers. And if I can just tell the story, can I just tell this quick story before you get into this about the gentleman that was at 9/11? His name is Rick Ricosta. And he was a retired colonel in the United States Army, 62 years old. When he got out, he started doing security work for one of the brokerage firms. And when he was hired to go to work for
Morgan Stanley,
he insisted that twice a year his people that work for Morgan Stanley do a fire drill twice a year. So twice a year, two by two. He would send them down the stairs, on this fire drill, and he would disrupt their work, and it just, it offended people, but he still did it. He did it. They went along with him on this. And this was his job. And he felt that these were his people. This was his command. Well, when the plane hit the first World Trade Tower, it was the tower next to his. He was in World Trade Center too, but he was in the second tower that had not been hit. He was told, no, just keep your people there. Just keep your people there. Let's not, let's not panic. It hit the other building. He took it upon himself. He evacuated Morgan Stanley. That day, he saved 2,500 lives. 13 lives were lost that day. And the last photo of Rick, of the colonel, was him heading back upstairs, up the stairwell, to see what he could do to get his last people out, and he was killed with the second attack. But he made that one decision, and I told that story last night at the city of Shasta Lake, and it kind of brings it so close to you can see this man. He was calm, he was quiet, he got everything done. He had a bullhorn in his hand, and the last photo of him, the last image of him, is heading back up the stairs, just like it was for so many of our first responders. Yes. I can't say enough about first responders that day. Those policemen, those firemen, those emergency response personnel going up into the unknown, into that smoke, into that man-made hell up there.
When we got home last night, we were watching, it was really interesting because I think there were documentaries and home video that we'd never seen before, footage that was taken from people who lived in apartments. people on the street. It showed that, you know, inside the World Trade Center, as the first building was hit, what was happening in the with the people downstairs, the fact that the radios were having communication was out except for the firefighters' radios, and so we kind of watched that last night as we closed our day. We were seeing things that we'd never seen before. I mean, yeah. You know, there's some of the famous footage, but I think some things were held, as well as some pictures that have circulated recently, that have been considered under, what, top secret, or maybe they're still investigating. But here, 10 years later, they're releasing things.
And they're showing firemen, all the ones that are off duty were heading to their stations and dressing. And the way they were getting down to the World Trade Center was in trucks and cars that were driving them down there, and they were getting out and heading into the center because they knew that. What a disaster it was.
Anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Redding and in the world. And we have a couple of some trivia for you, too.
We also have Sacramento is going after your guns. And they just voted on it.
A happy Monday morning here. KCNR 1460.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Jets, and more Jets. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Redding's Air Show 2011 at the Redding Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features more jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 shooting star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton's circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 pre-sale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Raley's locations in Redding, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.reddingairshow.org. That's www.reddingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us September 24th and 25th for
Air Show 2011.
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great, I have some envelopes to mail.
The post office saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food, that's a much better idea.
Please join us at the post office saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, KCNR. Oh, we just saw a great face walk through the door. Make me happy. Okay, we're going to go there in a second.
And I'll see you at the station. Hey, wait a minute, let me monkey around here.
Okay, first thing we're going to do is I want to go back to the saying history, because I know, back when TV was kind of funny and simple, and you had, the monkeys. And I just wanted to share that with you because they don't monkey around. It's the one of the theme songs for NBC TV show The Monkees kicked off a fun-filled weekly series on this day in 1966.
Here we come, walking down the street.
I love to be the quick.
Get funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Some 400 aspiring actors had auditioned for the Columbia television series. Producer Don Kirshner, Davy Jones, a former English horse racing jockey. Did you know that? Davy Jones was a former jockey. Michael Nesmith, the session guitarist, Peter Tork of the Phoenix Singers, and Mickey Dolenz, who appeared in the TV series Circus Boy, were picked to be America's answer to the Beatles. The four were picked to become the fabricated music group, not because they could sing, act, or play musical instruments, but because they looked the parts. Dolenz and Jones were actors. Tork and Nesmith had some musical experience. The Monkees were the first made-for-TV rock group, and ironically, or maybe not, the Monkees TV show won an Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series of 1967. And there you go. There's the Monkees. Now, earlier, we had a commercial and talking about the air show. And, we're all getting so excited about first-time events that are going to be occurring within the air show. Of course, the Thunderbirds, and we've got some aerial spectacular, visuals for us to see. And I am right now going to be giving away two tickets for the first caller, and that this is for September 24th or Sunday, September 25th. The opening ceremonies are at 11 a.m. Gates open at 8 a.m. These are $16 tickets, and right now, if you call 605-4567, they're going fast, folks. It's tickets for the Air Show 2011 from the Exchange Club of Reading. So give us a call this morning, and you can get tickets. Have a great time.
Oh, the phone's ringing already. Okay. It looks like Jerry Brown gets a bill to ban the open carry of handguns. The Assembly Friday night sent Governor Jerry Brown a bill that would make it a crime to openly carry an unloaded handgun in public. It's by Anthony Portantino, Democrat La Canada. Targets the open carry movement, marked by gatherings of people displaying their firearms in public places to protest gun control laws. The lower house sent the bill in with a 44-30 vote. Opponents said the measure amounts to a major attack on gun ownership rights. Walking around carrying an unloaded pistol is going to be illegal. And, but this is just, it shouldn't surprise anybody. I'm not going to get into a diatribe about this thing because this is just the way California is. It will keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away at your right to have a weapon. You know, the fact that, that more people carry a concealed weapon in Shasta County than in probably all of Los Angeles. And I'm just, just if you go by the fact is they don't issue concealed carry permits. So, but that's not really true, because if you look at all the criminals that carry concealed weapons, they probably outnumber everybody in all of the North State by 10 to 1. But it's just the people that are law-abiding citizens that do what the government tells them, says, okay, I can't carry a weapon because I don't have a need to carry a weapon, because even though it's dangerous out here and the criminals have them, here I am a veteran, and I'm talking about people down in San Diego and L.A. and that. I'm a veteran, or here I am somebody that's worked for 30 years or 20 years. I've never even had a parking ticket, and yet with all the crime around me, I'd like to have a concealed carry permit. No. That's way too dangerous. But it's okay if M13 all carrying semi-automatic weapons and pistols and everything else you can think of that they can use. But you, of course, can't, because you are a law-abiding citizen. I've never quite figured this one out. I never quite figured out why. If you are a citizen with nothing in your background, nothing in your character, nothing in there on their background checks, and you've gone through the classes, you've gone through the schools, why you can't carry a concealed weapon? Why is it? What is it in California? You know, it's not the criminals. They're not going to pay attention to this. Why are we punishing Bad Bob? Why are we punishing the good people of California by doing this and making you give a thumbprint for, you know, when you buy ammunition and all these other stupid rules they have? Why are they punishing us?
Well, legislators do have to justify their existence. So they can't get the bad guys, so they go after the
good guys. They can't pass a budget that works. They can't do anything. So they got to punish the good people. We got to take a break here. We come back. We've got a guest that kind of walked in through the door, and we were just so happy to see him because he was on his back a week or so ago. Carl Lindebot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street mixed in early trading. Concerns over the European debt crisis once again weighing on the markets. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points. The NASDAQ is slightly higher. President Obama will be sending his $447 billion jobs bill to Congress tonight. The focus of the plan is lower Social Security payroll taxes for individuals and businesses. There's also new spending to hire teachers and rebuild schools. He's expected to make a statement on the jobs plan later this hour. The president is also preparing to travel the nation to build public support for the package. And Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is adding a second portfolio manager to his team. Hedge fund manager Ted Weschler is set to join the firm early next year. Both Weschler and Todd Combs will be responsible for a part of the company's present equity holdings. Buffett himself will continue to manage most of the funds until his retirement. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Fight fans, get ready for this Star Power Showdown. Watch the much-talked-about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head-to-head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15, includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing down the house as he is live in the mix with his premier video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:35 in the morning, September the 12th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're chatting live. And we've just got a full chat room.
Good
morning,
chatters.
Of course,
it's
never too full. It's, I mean, we can have as many chatters in there as we want. In fact, one of the chatters said that she's got a leak in some place in her house, but she has to come in and she has to keep running back here to see what's going on in the chat room. So Sharon, you know, take care of that leak, but yeah, don't leave the chat room either. You've got to keep coming back.
We came into a leak too. I'll have to check. You know, I guess that's what happens after things adjust and it's hot. And then, of course, so the air conditioning, just a little bit. But Bonnie, congratulations. You won the tickets for the air show. And we're going to be giving those away. Of course, that's for September 23rd and 24th. Big show's on the 24th. And we're going to have a mostly sunny today. I don't know. It looks overcast now. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, of course. Every Saturday night, they have live music out there. So join us out. In fact, we're going to have the chef on here very soon, John Stadelli.
He's going to be on this week.
Great. We're going to be talking about happening out at Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Well, you know something else, too. Did anybody else see jets flying over Saturday?
Yes, and I did do some inquiries. The Air National Guard out of Klamath was doing some training. They had the C-130, then a pair of F-15s out of the Klamath base down here doing touch-and-goes.
Okay, and that's just for all the people that saw the C-130s and they thought the black helicopters were after them, Indy guy. No, Indy guy, they were not after you, really. They weren't, you know, no matter what it says, no matter if they circled your house and you saw those little laser beams coming down, nah, ignore it.
I had a friend who said, well, why do they have to use our airport? Well, I have no problem with our military learning doing their qualifications on as many different airports as they can get into, because the better trained those guys are, the happier I am about it, you know?
Yes, I agree.
That's true.
It's currently 66 degrees. If you're just tuning in with us now, of course, last night we were at the 9/11 candlelight ceremony, and at the end of the event, we were standing in a circle with some of the first responders, and one of those guys is very involved with Ducks Unlimited. And lo and behold, we were talking about Dick Fighton, and that Dick Fighton is a fighter. Dick Fighton is here. And so Dick Fighton walks in through the door this morning, and we're so happy to see you.
Well, it's good to be here.
It's even better if we turn on the microphone.
Sorry about that. Let's see. So what is it that you're happy to do?
Well, I'm glad that I'm here. It was an interesting experience in Minnesota. Let's just leave it at that.
Dick went back to visit his family and then had an incident back there. But we're so happy you're back here. Back with us.
Great to be back.
And we're here talking about Ducks Unlimited.
Yes, sir, we are. Ducks Unlimited, Reading Chapter. Wow, what a group of guys that put that program together. This was our fifth dinner last April. We have the third largest dinner in California. What a tribute to the people of Redding, California. They come out, they open their pocketbooks up for these worthy causes, and it's not just Ducks Unlimited. I'm in the Salvation Army Golf Tournament. We made over $10,000 on that tournament, so we can send 50 kids to camp. And it seems like all of the organizations are making their numbers, so my hat's off to all the people in Reading that are so giving to participate in all of these programs. What I'd like to talk about today is our Ducks Unlimited Hunters Party coming up this Thursday at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 15th. We start at 5:30. We have a tri-tip dinner, beer, Cokes, and then we have a raffle. And this is not so much to earn, to make money for Ducks Unlimited, is to get people aware of what the Ducks Unlimited program is here in California, and to find out if some of you folks would like to be on our committee. We have about 30 people. Just to give you a little background on on Reading chapter. In 2009, we made the President's 100 Club. We were number 96 out of the top 100 chapters in the United States. There's 3,500 chapters of Ducks Unlimited in the United States.
Wow.
In 2010, we came in 64, and we're being told that we're in the running for the President's 100 Club again in 2011. So,
and how many clubs again in the United States?
About 3,500.
So to be in the top 100 right here in Reading and Shasta County, it's pretty amazing. That shows how many adventure-seeking people we have here.
Oh, yeah. I'm continually being amazed by the people that are so giving here in Redding, California, and the support they have. And if you think about, we have the NRA, the Rocky Mountain Elk, Mule Deer, Pheasants Forever, California Waterfowl Association, and Turkey Foundation. It just goes on and on and on. And then you come over to all the other Salvation Army and the Mission and Women's Refuge. And all of these organizations are making their numbers, from what I understand.
Well, we're happy to see you, of course, Dick Fighton, and we're happy to, of course, spread the word. It's the Ducks Unlimited Hunters Party.
Right.
This is for the Reading chapter. The location will be at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Thursday.
This Thursday night.
September 15th. Of course, I can't believe how quickly everything's flying by. Starting at 5:30, it's $25 for adults and $12.50 for youth. That's under 17.
17 and under.
17 and under. So where do we get the tickets?
They can call me at 945-7975. And I'm going to like to leave one ticket here for somebody that would like to call in and get a free ticket to come on over and check us out. And bring the kids. So far we've only signed up, I think, 3 or 4 Green Wings, we call them. They're 17 and under kids.
Green Wings.
And
and they're $12.50.
We've got an excellent pellet rifle with a scope that we're raffling off to those Green Wing kids. We also, if you need to wear a camo shirt or a camo pair of pants, and you'll be in the
drawing for a shotgun.
For a shotgun.
Now, you don't have to, but if you do wear the cami,
then we give you
you get a free ticket.
Right. But hats and belts and shorts will work. A lot of guys wear shorts, camo shorts. That'll work. But a camo hat will not get you in the drawing. You got to wear a shirt or a pair of pants or a pair of shorts.
Camouflage hat, shorts, or pants. We'll get you a free drawing ticket. Otherwise, you can just buy the raffle.
Well, let's take a caller here, 605-4567. Again, that's the hotline for a free ticket for this Thursday night's dinner, and it's the Ducks Unlimited Hunters Party event. It'll be this Thursday night again at the Rodeo Grounds. One ticket free. Dick Fighton is brought in for somebody. So give us a call here, 605-4567.
And meanwhile, we'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Here we go.
Linda Black on the spot. Linda Black on the spot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Linda Black on the spot. Linda Black on the spot.
Hi, Linda Black here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes!
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country!
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Chat Packers here with us.
That's right. They are going at it on there in the chat pack. Hey, it looks like legislators are pushing measures now before Jerry Brown. October 9th, it's the last day for Brown to say yay or no on a flurry of bills. Now they're in his possession. And one of them, Assemblyman Gil Cedillo joined students from the University of California. Fred urged Brown to sign the second half of the state's DREAM Act. That's right. Remember the DREAM Act? It's known as Assembly Bill 130. This broader Assembly Bill 131 would let students who are here illegally, qualify for in-state tuition to apply for public financial aid, including Cal grants. You know, the thing about that is, it's just something else. It's just another way to spend money. We already don't have enough money to spend on the veterans' homes. We don't have enough money to welcome the veterans back home and to assist them in that transition. Yet we have enough money to give illegals, grants to go to school when we have Californians not able to go to school. I don't understand this. I don't understand how it even gets to the light of day. And the other thing is, I don't understand why Brown would even consider signing it, except for one thing.
The election
is coming up. The election is coming up. But let's go to something that's, let's go to happier thoughts here.
Okay.
Let's go to Michael Burke. Mike, good morning.
Wonderful.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and thank you guys so much for your help with the Jan Daly concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. It was a great night. You guys paid such awesome tribute to our veterans.
Well, I tell you what, we talked about it earlier this morning, Mike, and the fact is that, when we watch the video and how it touches, how violence in families touch people that we know, one of the people that was in the video we knew, and we had no concept that had happened to her. We knew that there was family problems. We knew that there was, there had been abuse, but we had no idea it was at that level.
To that extent.
And so, we were just,
she was brave, you guys were brave, and for people to come forward to stop the cycle, and that's exactly what Casey Gwynn was talking about. He's such a riveting speaker, and so many great things are happening with the justice centers across America.
Absolutely. Well, you guys were just phenomenal. I just wanted to take a break this minute. It was a successful event for the Justice Center and the community, and you know, you guys are very, very dedicated to our community, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, you guys have a great
day. All right, thanks.
You too.
Thanks
thank
for
you
the
very
call.
Much.
That was nice.
You know, 77 Americans wounded in Afghanistan yesterday. It was kind of like it didn't hit the papers that big. I saw it. Talked about it a little bit about at the ceremony last night. None of them were killed. It was a truck bomb that went off at a post there in Afghanistan. It killed five Afghans, and including a child. But the Americans were wounded from the blast. It destroyed an area there. You don't quite hear that. We're at the point now where we're pulling out of Iraq, even though the Iraqis realize that if we pull out everybody we're talking about, that could have a severe impact on their ability to keep order. So I believe they're going to probably ask to keep an additional 10,000 troops. Meanwhile, we've got over 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, and with them starting to wind down, I'm not exactly sure what the end result we're looking for. It's never been really clear to me. We have the one thing that has happened is the Al-Qaeda has been, and the leadership of Al-Qaeda has been pretty much destroyed, mid-level and high-level. The part about what's fighting in Afghanistan, this is the fighting season, if I can say that. Does that make sense? This is because of the weather. And so it's going to be rough, and the Marines and the soldiers and sailors and airmen are all going out after them. But at what level? At what level will we continue to do this? And then when you look at the cuts in the defense budget, proposed cuts, it could change that way anyway, so we'll have to pull people back because there's no money to continue these wars. Talking about some other things that's happened. We talked about the changes in the all these new bills they want to sign. We talked about the ban on open carry. We've got the State Employees Union is to vote on a huge raise for the executive teams. The leader of the California's biggest state employee union stands to earn three times her current salary in her new pay raise. Bad Bob, how would you like me to give you a pay raise of 300%?
Oh, no. It just being here is its own reward.
Well, thank you. I remember that. In fact, this payday, when you don't get that little check that comes rolling in your direction, it's because you like it here.
And speaking of the position of my tongue in my cheek. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We got to take a quick break here. Chat Pack, I'm going to jump into the chat room here for a second. You guys are really moving today. When we come back, we've got a couple other things before we start with. Enjoy Magazine are going to be here in our next hour.
Telling
we're talking about what's
going on in the North State exactly. We'll be right back after these messages.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, Carl and Linda Bott here. Adamson's Peak Performance, our favorite place to work out. Why?
Because we like the workouts, we like the people that are there, we like the atmosphere of Adamson's Peak Performance. We also like the results we get from working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. We recommend it to our friends, we recommend it to you.
That's right, Carl. And the first workout is complimentary. You got to check it out. Adamson's Peak Performance, right next to Yak's on Bocelli.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. 66 degrees here. 7:55 in the morning here on KCNR. What a Monday morning here. We've got the Enjoy magazine coming up at the 8 o'clock after Fox News.
And you know this segment of the show is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have discounts for veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop
They're also going to be having that cigar special that's going to Fit Bike Weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have to go through the calendar here pretty soon.
The whole thing that's going on.
And everything that's going on.
Right.
Some sad news. Oh, we've had so much sad news, but I don't know if you ever watched the HBO series Spartacus. We loved both season one and season two. We always kind of wondered why season one didn't progress to the future. Instead, what it went back is to the beginning. So it was kind of like the first chapter would be current and the second part would be what led up to the first part. So, and the reason being behind, and I'd heard this, but now it makes sense that Andy Whitfield, who was the original Spartacus, was just 39 years old. He just passed away from lymphoma. And we're so sad to hear that. They were preparing to do the second series with him when he was diagnosed just 18 months ago. So, of course, we have...
That explains why the series changed like that.
Changed the way
and
it did.
I thought, well, okay, you know, maybe that's why. And it was a shortened series, too.
It was a wonderful... It was. You know, we were talking about this over the weekend, actually, about how it was really a lot of extreme blood and guts.
It was extremely bloody and extremely sexual.
Explicit. Yeah. But the acting was spectacular.
No, it wasn't X-rated, but it was.
No,
it was really.
No,
a,
I know
it was
gladiators
a
and
gladiator
and
fighting,
these.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like if you were a Deadwood fan. Certain HBO series are really. It's just. It makes you. It takes you back. Like, well, maybe this is really the way it was like. It was.
Well, I was thinking the sex and the violence aside. Of course, there was a lot of that, but the level of detail of the day to day lives of those people of the Romans in that period, that you look in the background, the scenes going on, the level of detail is just amazing. I mean, this was not a bathrobe drama.
No, not a bathrobe drama. I like that. But anyway, so sorry about losing this young man. And like I said, I had heard that he was diagnosed with cancer, and so that's why he was not in the second series, and they had to go with bringing the other... The other guy who took over his
that played he didn't play Spartacus, he played somebody else in there that played it, but everybody else was in it. Of course, in the end of that series, everybody was killed anyway. So
well, the network announced that there's another Australian actor, is Liam McIntyre. He's going to be taking over the role.
Okay.
So
well, it's just the
sorry about that. Yeah. I mean, feel bad about.
Okay. That. Let's pick it up. All right, other things are going on in our world. Mondays, you pick up the Record Search Light on a Monday. And you can tell it's a Monday because there's not a lot going on there in the paper. Of course, you read it over the weekends. And they had an editorial about Dolores Lucero out of the city of Shasta Lake, and it was a devastating editorial about who she was and the things she did. And, you know, when and we see things like that, it's like, you know, okay, how does what avenue does Dolores Lucero, the councilwoman, have after that? What I mean, how can she answer back on that? Well, we're going to provide a platform for her to talk, and we've offered that up to her, as we have before when other people are, can you say, castigated or little articles about them in a record search. I mean, where else can they go to talk about what their side is? So we're going to give her platform right here on KCNR so she can talk about it. But in our next hour, we have Enjoy Magazine, and we are so happy to have
them. We have Yvonne James Mazzotta coming up, of course. They are the creator of Enjoy, and we're going to hear about what's going on all over the North State and what's in their latest issue. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama has his jobs plan ready to go.
On Thursday, I told Congress that I'll be sending them a bill called the American Jobs Act. Well, here it is.
Just a few minutes ago, President Obama in the White House Rose Garden held that bill in his hand. He'll send it to Congress, and then tomorrow he'll go push that plan in Ohio, Wednesday in North Carolina. But count Republican Senator Lindsey Graham among the skeptics.
I'm not so sure anything we do on the stimulation side is going to create jobs, because his policies have stifled job creation.
Now tonight, the Republicans running for president debate in Florida. One of them is getting an endorsement from an ex-candidate.
Mitt Romney can turn this country around because he's a turnaround person who's done great success when it comes to growing jobs in the economy.
Now, on Wall Street, we are seeing some problems. The Dow down about 100 points. You just heard from Tim Pawlenty. He'll be Romney's campaign co-chair just a month after himself dropping out of the race. New York's 9/11 Memorial at Ground Zero just opened about an hour ago, including those waterfalls and pools where the Twin Towers once stood, the names of all the 9/11 victims etched in bronze. In Pennsylvania, there's a burial today where Flight 93 went down. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live near Shanksville.
Dave, relatives gather near a boulder at the crash site for a private funeral service. Calvin Wilson, who lost his co-pilot brother-in-law, says the setting is peaceful, and on a recent trip,
this giant buck walks across skyline, and he just stands right at the top of the hill that was up here and just looks out, and we're going to make sure that we disturb as little as possible.
The memorial reopens to the public again after the few remains recovered are laid to rest today. Dave?
Jennifer, an explosion at a nuclear waste facility in southern France today left one person dead. It seriously burned another, but no radiation leaked to the outside. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Again, our top Fox story, President Obama has just held in his hand a few minutes ago at the White House Rose Garden the bill that he wants Congress to pass right away, a $450 billion jobs plan. He says businesses are still struggling, and he says his plan will put workers back on the job. In Afghanistan, American troops are starting to pull out, but there are still problems building up the Afghan army that'll take over the security in their place. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in Kabul.
Yeah, a NATO commander here saying there should be 200,000 Afghans in army uniform by 2014. That's the current US combat troops drawdown deadline. The problems, high rates of desertion, and...
9 out of 10 don't even know their numbers. They don't even know their letters, their alphabet.
There's the commander overseeing training here, General William Caldwell, he was speaking earlier. To solve that, NATO's hired 3,000 Afghan instructors to teach recruits to read and write, Dave.
Alistair, two tense flights on 9/11's 10th anniversary that turned out to be false alarms.
Military fighter jets escorted a Frontier Airlines flight to Detroit yesterday after crew members reported three passengers acting suspiciously, two of them spotted spending excessive time in the bathroom. This man on board describes what happened after landing.
The guys came on board with machine guns, told us to keep your heads down, and they hauled off three people in cuffs.
Authorities questioned the three but released them without charge. In a similar incident, an American Airlines flight landed under escort at New York's JFK Airport because three foreigners made repeated bathroom trips. Officials cleared those passengers. No explosives were found on either plane. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Some people evacuated quickly from fast-moving Texas wildfires may get to go back today and see what's left.
We lost our hot song probably within the first hour of the fire.
Nearly 1,600 homes burned down in the Bastrop area near Austin. The drought conditions in Texas led to the sparking of dozens and dozens of destructive wildfires across the state. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 8:05 on September the 12th. 66 degrees. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, our chat room is filled with people. Some of them are actually going off to their jobs this morning. They come in the early part and go in. So we welcome our new chatters coming in, and we say farewell to the ones that are off to work.
Thanks for always being with us on Monday mornings. We need your juice. Okay, we have James and, of course, Yvonne Mazzotta. But before we go to hear about all the gorgeous and beautiful things going on in the Enjoy magazine, we're going to go to Elizabeth and hear about your meeting tonight. What's happening? And good morning.
Good morning. How are you folks?
We're good.
Good weekend?
A great weekend. Covered the gamut.
Good. It's nice to wake up to the smell of fresh rain.
Yes, it is.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know what we are doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. As always, we meet at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And tonight, Christine Sullivan from the Northern California Veterans Museum is going to give us an update on how that project is coming along. And I don't know if your listeners are aware, but most veterans museums generally start their history at the World War II mark. This one has history and artifacts from the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's one of a kind.
It is, and Rob Burrows has done a great job with that. And, of course, they're getting ready to have their MASH Bash is coming up here soon.
Yes. And apparently they have so much history and so many artifacts that have been donated, they don't have room for all of it.
Well, that's because that, and it's true, he's just done a wonderful job. They're picking up aircraft, they've got tanks and stuff like this coming, and we just need to expand that museum out.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about having Christine join us tonight.
Super.
And that is at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay.
And what's the address one more time, Elizabeth?
2570 South Bonneview Road. It was formerly the Bonneview Baptist Church. It is now Destiny Fellowship, kind of catty corner across the street from the Wind River Mini Mart.
That's right. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're going along with our theme this morning. We're always talking about what's going on in the North State. And one of our, I guess, something that we always brag about and are so proud to James Golder, is the Enjoy magazine. And the every issue is beautiful and rich and visual. And so welcome to the program this morning, James and Yvonne Mazzotta.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're great.
I always love coming here in the morning.
Oh, good.
I could just sit and watch you do the show.
You know, the first chatter said, I love, with the words love, big letters.
Uh-huh.
I love Enjoy Magazine.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's sweet. You make
the
us...
quality of that publication is amazing, is exactly what they
were. Yeah. See, our chatters, you know, we pride ourselves with the great comments, and people will talk amongst themselves. It's like coffee chat.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be talking about something, and then they'll get into some other, you know. Anyway, so it's really great. And well, so, again, love it on you.
It's a testament to where we live, though. I mean, in my opinion, I we all appreciate the incredible accolades because it's what motivates us to continue to work hard and do that. But in the same vein, you know, when you have good material, which is comes from good people and good places, which is Northern California, I mean, we all really need to give ourselves a real, you know, a hand because that's what we write about. We're storytellers, and these are great stories.
They're wonderful stories, and you know that we have we do have when we come back from the break,
mm-hmm.
we're going to just give the open mic to you guys about what's going on. But first, we have to go to our Wells Fargo moment to hear about what's happening in the market. You guys ready?
Oh yeah.
Yes. All
okay,
right.
Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. The Dow and NASDAQ added to Friday's losses in early trading, but the decline was not as severe as futures indicated earlier this morning. The Dow was down as many as 135 points in the first 20 minutes of trading. The NASDAQ was down as many as 25. U.S. bank stocks are holding up fairly well in spite of concerns about a possible Greek default. Currently, the Dow's down 98 points at 10,894, while the NASDAQ's down 10 at 2,457, and the S&P 500, it's down 9 at 1,144. Oil's up 29 cents at $87.53 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.23%. Gold's down this morning, $25.30 at $1,834, while silver's down 59 cents at $41.02 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is down a penny at $85.02, Disney's down 28 cents at $30.72, while Caterpillar is up $1.85 at $82.12. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We always appreciate these updates in the morning.
It was up last week.
Well, you know, I was really concerned, you know, with what's going on in Greece because, you know, the Germans are refusing to give them money, and they're the only ones with money in Europe right now, and the Greeks could, if the Greeks can't pay their debts. The banks over there are in severe problems.
Yeah.
And right now, and that will just come straight across the Atlantic at us.
Isn't like even Spain and Italy, they're teetering as well. So
Italy's always been teetering on one difference on another. But Spain, who had one of the most robust economies, and Ireland, mm-hmm. who had one of the most robust economies, are in deep trouble. But the Greeks, if they can't pay pay what they owe, and they owe everybody money, there's going to be banks, huge banks over in Europe, they're going to be in trouble. So, anyway, but...
I was sad to hear that gold was down, because, you know, that really puts a damper on my treasure trove that I have buried.
James and I are out with our little metal detector. We're going out and I'm on the beach all the time, hoping that somebody has dropped
the
ring.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, and I turn over, and he's not there. I know exactly what he's doing. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smiled without any style. We kissed altogether wrong, no intention. We lied about each other.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, 8:13 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Leia. He is Advantage Eye Care. In fact, I've got my little... Oh, gosh, what are they called again? Dior.
That's your progressive lenses.
My progressive lenses. Dr. Bifocal Dior's. You know, that's pretty good.
But the key word is Dior.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. And Linda is telling the truth, as usual. She has got her latest progressive lenses from Dr. Leia. He's got an on-site lab. He's going to help you. If you don't have insurance, he still wants you to have glasses. Many of our friends and many of the people that we know use Dr. Joseph Leia to take care of their eyes, one of your most important assets. Why don't you take care of them like you would? Do you change the oil in your car? Then why don't you go get your eyes checked? He can check the entire family from literally toddlers to the elderly. That's Dr. Joseph Leia, Advantage Eye Care, 1751 Hartnell Avenue.
And we have Yvonne and James Mazzotta. It looks like, are you wearing Gucci? Your specs.
No, but I do have
they look
some
good.
Sunglasses.
But I am wearing Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah.
I am wearing Dollar Store. You can see where I fall into this group.
Yeah. Well, when you sit on them like you do and lose them all the time anyway. So, okay, we're talking about Enjoy Magazine, what's going on in the issue this month. And, well, now we're just going to throw it to you guys. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank
you. Now it's all about you and what's happening.
Well, thank you, but we want you here too. So,
well, I mean, the Enjoy Store, the Enjoy Magazine, and
so we're in our this is the month of September, and we have our September issue out, and I believe we may have some still at the store and at the office, but I'm pretty sure we are already out of the September issue everywhere else, which is great. One thing on the cover this month, we have Garrett Vigor, who is a great community activist for the arts.
Wonderful musician.
He plays the dulcimer, which Yvonne will talk about later. And it's a picture of him with his two boys. Cute picture. He does have a daughter. She's on the inside.
And a wife.
And a wife.
She's on the
very
inside.
Very much a family man.
Probably a dog.
So one thing really important I want to just say to people, for anybody out there that gets the magazine mailed in, we mail out over 10,000 magazines for free to the public and businesses. Starting in the September issue, there were, in those mailed-out versions only, an insert card requesting your reply if you want to continue receiving Enjoy Magazine for free. Because the demand for the publication is so high, we are really having to rework our mailing program so we can guarantee that the magazine is reaching the people that want it and that it's not being discarded in mail or anything like that. So September, October, and November will have these reply cards. You only have to fill out the one and send it in, and once you're done, that's great. But you get 3 months to get this card in. Otherwise, you will stop receiving the magazine because we are rebuilding our database and we are refocusing where our magazines will be mailed to. So very important for those of you that want to receive your magazine or continue it, if you get it, is to fill that out and return it, please.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's something that's different and we've never done
well
in the past.
Well, you're tightening it up.
We need to target your... I mean, if people are getting it, but they're... Or they moved, like everybody else.
Yeah, changed the economy.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, and there are a lot of businesses that have gone out of business or relocated or changed. So we also have a list of 3,000 businesses that are being directly called. We have a call staff right now that's calling each individual business and confirming that. So I know that's boring, but that is important for us and our business.
Yes.
And it will actually make things better for us. So.
Along with that, we also have Rolling Hills Casino has a coupon attached, and there are 3 different promotions, one each month. So please get involved with those promotions. They're great, great deals. They always do wonderful things.
Yeah, on the card you have a choice to X a box if you're interested in receiving information on it, like a...
Golf, $5 of free play,
all kinds of stuff.
Play package.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a little bonus also if you turn in the card that way.
You know, that's a little segue. I hope maybe later on you can talk about a stay and play package at Rolling Hills. Have you done that before?
We have, yeah.
Yeah, where you stay and play, that'd be fun.
It's wonderful.
It's a great night to go take your sweetie and, hey, let's go play and spend the night right there. Right there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, because there is so much to do.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So we would definitely talk about that.
That's a little segue there, but anyway. Yeah. Sidebar.
So it's obviously just another great issue. One thing I also want to bring up is the Reading Home and Garden Show that's coming up October 1st and 2nd at the Reading Convention Center.
Ooh.
So that's a great venue. It is free admission, and that is compliments from Tri-Counties Bank. So I encourage people to get out either on that 1st or that 2nd of October to get in there and check out what's going on with all the new cool stuff.
New cool stuff for your home. We love those. Yeah.
So my
first, like gadgets and stuff.
Yeah, me too. I'm a freak for it. You know that. The first story I'm going to go over is one of our adventure stories that our staff does. It's usually Rhonda and our managing
assistant.
Normally it's Carrie.
Oh, that's right.
Reagan, yeah. But this time it was Kathy Rodriguez, who is Yvonne's assistant, did this road trip. We call them the Thelma and Louise because they do this. And it's titled Boiling Point, and it's Bumpus Hell in Lassen Volcanic National Park.
Ooh.
And
Bob's shaking his head over there big time.
Yeah, it's cool.
We always love it when there's a word in the title that we can kind of play on in the office. You know, Bumpus Hell.
Yeah, really.
Well, so what is the article about?
Well, it's about, obviously, the National Forest. And, we have incredible things around here. But Lassen National Forest is such an underutilized park.
Property.
It's one of the probably greatest parks in the nation. And yet it really receives very little recognition and very little activity as far as in the scheme of parks throughout the nation.
Really? I thought I read a statistic once that Lassen National Park was one of the top three parks visited in the United States.
You know, let's
look that up.
It's just us.
No, because I'm with
you.
Well,
we just did a thing through Tehama County where we brought in an outsider and to kind of analyze Tehama as a area and what it could stand for. And that was one of the things that he really felt strongly about. And his statistics that he at least shared said how underutilized it was. And that may be incorrect, but either way.
It's not a challenge or anything. No, because when you go up there, you're right. There's not that many people. So I probably read that wrong. It probably was Yosemite.
Well, who knows? Anyway.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, Bumpus Hell is the largest hydrothermal area in the park. It's on the Tehama. It's in the Tehama side. And there are two ways of getting to it, and it can be reached by one trail that is 1.5 mile that's marked, and that's from the parking lot that's opposite of Lake Helen. And then there's a 2.5 mile trail that is from Kings Creek Picnic Area. But what's interesting, this area was discovered by Kendall Bumpus. That was you.
I just bumped us because Carl was moving us.
Because she just headbutted the mic.
Yeah, he headbutted the microphone.
I'm sorry. Kendall Bumpus, and he was a hunter and a mountaineer, and it was discovered in 1864. He came back from out hunting and doing his thing, and he had burns. And then he took a newspaper out there again to show them and fell through the thin crust of the snow and scalded his leg in one of the boiling pots, and it had to be amputated. So, yeah, interesting story.
His comment was, the descent to hell is easy.
That's
I could have told him that.
Fascinating.
I want to use that line. So how's your day going? The descent into hell is easy. Wow.
So anyway, I mean, you know, it's not far from here. It's our backyard. Part of all this is in Shasta County. The park is made up of several county sections. But once you're up there, you know, you can enjoy the lakes, the mountain, the snow. Rhonda said when she got there, she was amazed because it was not too long ago that we did it. And she went up there in shorts and hiking
tennis
shoes, that's right. And when she got out, she said it was snow everywhere.
I remember her telling me.
But she said the temperature was totally fine for shorts and shoes. But they trudged in snow.
No.
Uh-huh. She said it was the weirdest thing to be hiking in shorts and shoes and be surrounded by massive amounts of snow.
Well, of course, we're talking about Lassen, the national park, that's so close by, in a wonderful article in Enjoy Magazine. We've got to take a break, guys. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the five-knuckle showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the five-knuckle showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl on the bot. Good morning. Woo! September the 12th, 826, 70 degrees. Going to go up to 94 today. May get a little rain later on this evening, some little thunderstorms.
That was
again.
A cool bump music,
yeah, it was.
Right there.
Well, you know, Bad Bob is cool.
We need some of that on this Monday morning.
We only have cool people here. And in fact, speaking of cool people, James and Yvonne and Masada.
The coolest.
Yeah, the coolest.
From Enjoy Magazine.
So we just talked about Lassen, and you've got that's just one of the many wonderful articles in this month's issue.
Yes, it is.
Where are we going now?
I have an article that is in the artist, Mark Stinson. He's 61 years old, and he is a Vietnam vet. And the thing that he said that the Marine Corps actually taught him was never give up. And he got his education at Shasta College and Chico State University in ceramics and sculpture. He first commissioned 250 pieces for Hor Chow. Hor Chow catalog.
Yeah. So we were talking about
high,
names.
High end.
Your
Gucci. Gucci this is a big deal.
Hor Chow is a catalog that has many. It would be like an upscale Sears. Let's just say. So it's everything. Hor Chow, right?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit, I think it's really high-end.
Well, yes, of course, but I mean, it would be like a catalog that would be everything.
A diverse catalog.
Thank you. Yes, good. It was all good.
Yeah, and Neiman Marcus and Saks.
Well.
Yes, and all galleries worldwide. He also began making silver jewelry and working in iridescent glass for Orient and Flume and Chico and for Satava Glass and Chico. So he's done some beautiful, beautiful work. In fact, I have a piece of his glass from the 80s.
Is that that kind of burgundy one with the flower that's in that?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then he talks about this, he was given an unrealistic deadline, which we can all
attest to.
Yep. George W. Bush at the inauguration asked him to do 300 letter openers, and he had to pass that one up because it was just too tight.
Wow. So would they have been glass letter open?
Yes, that's interesting. They could have been metal because he's also a sculptor.
Okay,
so it could have been.
But
okay.
A glass metal. Letter opener would be beautiful.
Yeah, that would be gorgeous. Yes. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Sleek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, that's interesting.
Yeah, really.
You could probably
really,
get it through the TSA too.
Do you have any of his of his pieces in the Enjoy store?
We do not know. No, but it's something that we are interested in carrying.
Right.
And this is really a lot of how we get the materials that we have and enjoy the store, is that we'll discover somebody, do the story on them, and then the follow-up will be to contact them in getting their product.
So another great artist from this part of the country who has done just incredible things, so gifted, and lives here.
Yes. Yep. Which is always,
wonderful.
Yeah, a lot. Just beautiful.
Those little secrets.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've got a section in a magazine that I'm going to talk about real quick, and that's the Get Acquainted. And that's a kind of a fairly new featured area that we started this year. And it's just, kind of your 15 minutes of fame Q&A with just interesting people or things in town that you notice or see. And this started and it's been very popular. But this month we are talking about Rick Gendra, who owns Gendra Gas Station, the 76.
Oh, yeah.
On the corner of, Cypress and Bocelli.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love this station. So because...
They pump your gas.
They do full service.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Free.
Yes. Okay, we're going to talk about that when we get back from these messages. We like full service. We want to hear about that right
here.
Anytime
you say you love the station, we just think it's us.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama sends his American Jobs Act to Congress today.
This is the bill that will help our economy in a moment of national crisis. This is a bill that is based on ideas from both Democrats and Republicans.
It's got tax cuts, infrastructure spending, and money for state and local governments. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says the president's policies have stifled job growth.
Because of Obamacare? Because of the regulations coming out of the EPA, because of the uncertainty of the tax code, what will the tax bill be in 2013? What will be a health care bill? I'm not so sure anything we do on the stimulation side is going to create jobs.
The president pushes the plan in Ohio tomorrow, North Carolina Wednesday. Bank of America, meantime, announcing it will cut 30,000 jobs over the next few years. A gas pipeline explodes in Nairobi, Kenya, at least 75 people dead. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You see me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your co-workers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally the best.
I'm in the car next to you on the highway. I sit in front of you on the bus. I'm one out of every six Americans, and I'm struggling with hunger. This isn't an uncontrollable epidemic. There's enough food in this country to feed every hungry person. Please, visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. It's Carl on the Bot, 8:35 in the morning, September the 12th, 70 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and the chat room is in there giving all types of advice, KCNR1460.com, and then our chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. I can't say enough about these gentlemen, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Discounts to veterans. Take a step back in the time for a haircut. Good conversation. There's no hair dryers in there or people going to do your toes. And this is man's last stronghold. Come on. Get right down to it. Haircuts. And, like I said, they give a lot of support to our community and to our veterans. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. James.
I was saying.
James and Ibama Zada from Enjoy Magazine. If you're just tuning in here on KCNR 8:35 in the morning. All right. We were talking about this family who's been here for years and the gas station and all the
words. Jindras.
There we go.
Yeah. So they're on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli, and they've been there forever. And we were talking about the fact that it was full service. We all got excited because it's a dead art, I suppose, unless you go to Oregon, where they pump the gas.
Exactly. Yeah. Or a bigger city. But
New Jersey, they also pump gas.
Do they?
By state law.
Well, they used to be where you pay just a little bit more, and they wash your windows and fill up your tires and do your...
Well, this place is great because when I went in there, and then I have friends. I have a friend who works in our store that's name is Marjan, and she is a princess, literally. And, I told her about it, and it was like you should have seen her fishtail out of the parking lot to get there because this was her bag, and they treat you very, very well there. But, the other thing that they're really known for that everybody knows and the reason why we, wrote about it all is just because they're a great family and they provide great services and that all.
And they do a lot for our community.
Yes, yes, absolutely. They're the ones that have the sign out that you drive by every day and you get something new to read. So, Carl was saying in our break that there was some people that actually were in the chat room talking about the fact that, she's been driving 10 years back and forth and reading the signs. And that's exactly what, people have come to expect at Jindras. And it's kind of, a piece of who we are as a community. I mean, it's just one of those strongholds that everybody has expectations. And what am I going to see today? And whose birthday is it? And who's being
that's
thanked?
So cool.
And all that stuff. Yeah, it is. It's very simple, but it's... I mean,
and there's nothing, and simple can be beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just a poignant saying for the day that stays with you.
Yeah.
And so who thinks of the, does it say that in the
article?
Well,
I think, I didn't read the full article myself, but I know that it's things that he does, that he puts up. Actually, you can actually come to him. And I think it's, if you wanted to do a birthday message to somebody, there might be a small fee, but I mean, it's just like absolutely nominal.
How wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, also, they have just started, I guess, there's a collectibles antique store right next door to the gas station that's theirs as well, and that has just opened. So, you know, I suppose you say, hey, pump my gas, I'm going to go in and check out the antiques.
Well, again, let's support the community there, yeah. And that's the wonderful
And it's
story.
A great picture of him. I love this picture of him.
It starts off, you talk about how he's been married to his wife for 23 years.
Yes.
So that, you know, they've been in the community for a long time. So that's a really feel-good story.
Yeah, and he was originally from Chicago, but he's been here for 34 years.
Right.
So you know how... I mean,
he's a Reading person.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we're really excited.
What else is in there that...
We've got an article here on, we call it Snapshot, and it's Girls with Guns.
Ooh.
And it's a...
I like these
girls. We were talking about this last night.
Yeah, they actually... Narissa Harmon and her business partner, Jennifer Adams, she was dating... When Narissa first was dating her husband, he was a hunter. So she's like, well, you know, I'm going to have to get close to this guy, so I better figure this out.
I think she might have said FaceTime. Does it say FaceTime? I think in your article it says, in order to get FaceTime,
right, FaceTime,
I better learn how to hunt or shoot.
Yeah, and really what she did is they went out and they found, you know, they built a logo in an evening. You know, a bunch of girls got together and built a logo. You know, us girls, we can get things done.
We can.
And then really, it's really lifestyle. She says our line is based around our lifestyle. It's based on who we are, and she loves the outdoors and she loves pink.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the line is based on, and they're doing really, really well. In fact, Sarah Palin wore some pieces of her clothing on her Alaskan Adventure show.
I'm sold. I have to have them on, of course. We should have them on.
Yep. Oh,
and
they would
love to. Get them all over the place and wear their clothes. How fun.
I think
we went to outdoor show. They had them there and we were trying to find them.
No,
they weren't. I mean, their stuff was there, but we couldn't find one of them at that point.
Well, how we were introduced to them is we've known Narissa for a long time, but we had them we worked very closely with Rolling Hills Casino, and we were doing one of the women's events that Yvonne puts on with them. And
golf tournament coming up.
Yes. And when we have these events, one of the things we did between sections when the women were not either eating or being presented to or actually out on the course or fishing or doing whatever they were doing, we set up boutiques. So they had almost like an indoor shopping mall. And this is one of the vendors that we had there. And it's wildly popular. And they are going international.
Yeah.
You know, it's become a
big
deal.
Why not?
Yeah. No, I mean... You know, girls with guns.
And absolutely. And I know that a show that we have here on Saturday, Trudy Pratt had some people on talking about how it's really becoming a big thing to be able to do wild game and then cook it together as a couple. And this really ties into that whole...
Mm-hmm. It's healthier.
Yes. Yeah. Let's do it together and have fun doing it.
Yeah. And there's also an event called Shoot for Purpose. And it is October 16th, and it actually teaches women how to shoot clays.
Ooh!
Yes. Yeah. It's
we
really
need to find
great.
Out all about that. But we got to take a break, and when we come back, and let's talk more about what's
shoot
going on and enjoy.
Carl and Linda Bond. This is Free Fire Radio.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Jets, and more Jets. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features more jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 shooting star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton's circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 pre-sale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Rayleigh's locations in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us September 24th and 25th for
Air Show 2011.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Free Fire Radio, 8:45 and more. Carl Lindabaugh, September the 12th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley. They do so much for this community, and they help the veterans. They have discounts for veterans there. Espresso Joe's, where you can get coffee. You can buy coffee beans. You can buy coffee makers, espresso machines, everything. They'll give you free classes on how to use it. And the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and every type of tobacco accessory you can think of. They give big to the community, and they have been part of our community for decades. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And by the way, we still have that one ticket to Ducks Unlimited. If you'll give us a call, 605-4567.
For the Ducks Unlimited Hunters Party this Thursday night.
That's right.
So we have a free ticket. Dick Fighton came by earlier. But let's move along with what's going on in the Enjoy Store and the Enjoy Magazine. Of course, it's the pride of the North State and not through the 10 counties. You're in 12, 13 counties now, right?
Top 12.
Top 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, well, that's just, you guys keep growing and expanding, and it's just spectacular.
Well,
and we're going to be talking about what's different articles in this month's feature and issue. And I know that you've opened the page to another article. Yvonne, what do we have there?
We have the Sweet Smell of Success, and these are signature fragrances. It's a studio perfumery. And she actually came into our office, and what they do is they actually mix.
Well, it's talking about a signature scent. You know, you can go to the department store and buy something that you like, but what your nose says as far as what you like, does it really translate on your body? Because they're, you know, your chemicals and hormones and all that interact, your heat, and then what does it smell like after it sat for a while? So, you know, this is about creating your own signature fragrance.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, are you a summer or are you a winter? I mean, you kind of work on those things. But what's so cool about it is they have all the base tones, and you actually can have a party in your home where they come and, you know, you and your friends sit around working out your own signature fragrances. And then they bottle it for you, and they have a formula, and you can reorder and, you know, that kind of
they
stuff.
They ask you a series of questions is how they actually base you know, what fragrance works well, personality, all of the above. And it's just, it's a neat thing to go through, because it's like anything, you know, we kind of want to know what we're made of. And so they ask you these questions, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm really drawn to this, or I don't really care for that. And after they build it, it's your signature scent.
That's wonderful. I'm very intrigued by that, because if you know that you've ever had your signature scent and then it's discontinued, mm-hmm. that's a bummer, and that's happened to me. I had one for 12 years, and I loved it, and then all of a sudden they discontinued it, and I went online, and it was crazy. So, you know, it would be
coming
so...
black market.
Does that mean you own that scent? And if somebody else... you know, smells and goes, oh, yeah, that's what I want, that they can have it?
You know, I don't know the ins and outs. I don't think...
It's kind of like a patent. I know that
the company actually has fragrances that they've built that have been licensed by, like, celebrities that, you know, they put it together, okay. and then you can buy those. But I would imagine that if it's something that you've built, you know... it's yours, and I suppose
wondering.
If you wanted to share with them, they could, but, I mean, I don't think they really...
care.
Yeah.
Do they have one based on coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure they usually have
to do put your nose in coffee beans in between.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they have, like, a dough lure or stuff like that? I mean,
oh,
you can
sell
that one. Yeah,
smelled wonderful.
Oh, I bet it did.
Yeah. It was really
fun
experience.
I'd love to have... I'd like to meet her and... have a party.
Yeah, we were considering doing an Enjoy fragrance.
Yeah, well, we went through the process a little bit. Well, you did personally, but we had talked about, and they had offered maybe to do an Enjoy fragrance and then put it in the store. So,
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's really a great idea.
Yeah,
I like that.
So, you know, maybe that's something that will show up.
So, what do you think that fragrance would be? I mean, just off the top of your head, what would it be in essence of?
A little bit of citrus, I think. A little, you know, sparkly.
I would say
a little sparkling personality.
Yeah, it would have to be sparkly, and
it has to have it can't be gender specific, because we've got you know.
How do you embody joyful? You know, that's what you'd have to really think about it. Would it be?
It'll be lemony, citrusy.
Like clean and fresh.
Right. I was thinking if I had like on the spot, mine would be musky and vanilla.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be like ready for stage. Have any intent?
And I think of KCNR would be a mixture of like a lemon and a pepper.
You got to have a little gun oil in there too. Whatever that cleaning stuff is.
Hoppy's number nine.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We are talking with Enjoy James and Yvonne Mazzotta. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Legendary Gravedigger and seven-time world
world champion Tom Mintz return to Red Bluff.
September 30th, October 1st and 2nd.
Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires. Present the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Grave Digger and Maximum Destruction. Plus, those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Co. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220. Or go online to rvmonsters.com.
September 30th, October 1st and 2nd.
It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great, I have some envelopes to mail.
The post office saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food, that's a much better idea.
Please join us at the post office saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR, 1460 AM. Down.
Yeah, we'll be back in. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning. It is September the 12th, 72 degrees, going to get up to 94 today. We may have some rain today, this afternoon. Tomorrow we're going to have on Chef John Stadelli. We're going to attempt to try and have Dolores Lucero on tomorrow. She was going to be set up for later on this week to have her on and talk to her, city council person from the city of Shasta Lake. We have Congressman Herger on Thursday. And we've got a number of guests. Eric Wittstrom talking about the economy and banking on Friday. Got a number of guests lined up this week that are interesting.
But right now, we are. This is one of my favorite times.
It is. We love the show.
Enjoy the magazine and what's in store. Let's talk about what else is in the magazine.
Well, we obviously try to highlight one of our shining stars within our organization, and that's Enjoy the Store. Surprisingly, we still have so many people that come in that don't know it exists. They find it. They're super excited. And that's obviously a joy for us. But we would like everybody to know about Enjoy the Store, which is our own retail brick and mortar in downtown Redding, right on near the corner of Placer in California. This is right next door to where we produce the magazine. And the whole philosophy of the store is obviously locally and regionally produced products only. And so each month in the magazine, we have a section that's called What's in Store, where we feature one of our producers. And this month, we are featuring Charlie Price. And Charlie is one of our local novelists, and he has produced, I would say, four or five great novels that are geared towards young people. He is a musician. We had him on our radio show, Enjoy Exceptional Living, where he played Little Diddy there at the beginning and was interviewed by Lynn Fritz. And you can see that on our website as well if you want to listen to that interview and find out more about this extremely unique individual. Very talented. He has spent years and years working with local troubled teens and youth kind of just discovered that he could write and always thought to himself that, you know, he had a better chance of, I don't know, winning a lottery or something ever than being a writer. And he is very successful at it. And one of his novels, The Interrogation of Gabriel James, won the 2011 Edgar Award for Best Youth Adult Mystery. So he is very, very talented.
He's a very interesting gentleman.
Yeah, he is. You've probably had him on.
He's been on the show before, and you know what? He is really a nice guy, too.
You can't get too much, of a good thing, I say. And there's many, many wonderful layers, interesting layers to this guy. And I heard about him first through Judy Salters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they exchanged a lot of their similar reading joys.
Yeah.
And from that, she said she had emailed me, you have to have this guy on, so we had him on. So I was happy to see that, that you're highlighting his novels. It's a great place to go. And also, as we talk about his novels, to come in and see again, you know, she put together those packages to
the crates
uh-huh. to send to people to bring as housewarming parties, local things that are made, written, produced. You have music, mm-hmm. you have olive oils and jams.
We
and,
use your store wow. as our first place to shop to give gifts to people of the North State.
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, it's because it's what you have in there is such a cross-section, and the people that we know we send gifts to appreciate it.
Yeah.
My sister in Chattanooga got the old box.
Yeah, yeah,
you put it together for us.
Yeah.
We just love it, and so...
Yeah. And
What'd you just get in?
We just got in some beer brittle. I'm all about it. It is so good.
Beer brittle.
It's a candy maker in paradise.
And they use Sierra Nevada beer in their formula.
And it is yummy.
Okay, you know, somebody's going to have to run the board. Bob just ran out. Bob just ran out, heading toward Enjoy.
And another great new product that we just got is from Fall River Wild Rice Company.
Oh, yeah.
And they have just launched a Belgian dark chocolate large candy bar with puffed wild rice in it.
Okay, that sound you just heard was Linda going.
And it's beautiful. And with those things, I want to remind people, too, that each day we have out probably 5 items that you can sample. So we have our sampling area up and running now. So when you come in to look at for those personal gifts, you can try some of our stuffed garlic olives or a jalapeno jam or some of the chocolate or the beer brittle or our gourmet salad dressings or some of our gourmet balsamics. So we have a little sampling area for you to try things.
Okay, now, it's going to be lonely because I'm leaving too.
I know that our time is up, but Thursday night you're going to be taking on the spot. It's the third Thursday of the month,
so
we'll be hearing more and some interviews.
Is it this Thursday? Is that the third Thursday?